This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
In Parsha Zekev, we have the second parsha of Kriya Shema V'Hoya Im Shamaya Tishma'u. And the pasuk says, V'chol Levavchem U'V'chol Nafshechem. So it's interesting, it does not say U'V'chol Me'oideichem. In the first parsha, it already says V'chol Levavcha U'V'chol Nafshecha U'V'chol Me'oideicha. So why doesn't it say U'V'chol Me'oideichem in the second parsha of Shema? In general, why do we need the second parasha of Shema? We already have the first one. So Rashi says, "V'aloi kvar hizir b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha." So Rashi explains the first parasha of Shema is for the Yachid. The second parasha of Shema is for the Tzibor. Says the Shumas Hadeshin. In that case, we understand why only in the first parasha it says b'chol me'oidecha, and in the second parasha it does not say b'chol me'oidechem. The answer is very simple. Rashi says, the reason why after it says "V'haftali Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol me'oideicha" is there are people that they may love Hashem b'chol nafshecha, they're willing to give up their life, but they're not willing to give up all their money. Rashi says there are some people who love their money more than their life. Says the Chumash Hadash, and that's only by a yachid. Occasionally, you'll have some crazy yechidim that actually value their money more than their life. But the second parasha of Shema is talking about the tzibur. When it comes to the tzibur, once it says v'chol nafshechem, once it says you have to love Hashem with all your life, then you might have a few individuals that love their money more than their life, but you won't have a whole community and a tzibur that love their money more than their life. And therefore, only in the first parasha of Shema it says v'chol me'oidecha, and in the second parasha of Shema that is omitted. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.